Well, we're beginning a series on South American weather, a weekly update with Greg McBride from Allendale here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. How are you doing this morning, Greg?
Doing very well, Brent. Very cold day here in northern Illinois, but a great day for a WASDE report.
Speaking of weather, what's the latest we're seeing forecast-wise and what we've seen so far precipitation in South America?
Well, as far as what we're shifting our focus away from Argentina, not that that issue has completely gone away. They have gotten some good rains that have helped bring them around. But now we're kind of focusing more in on Brazil's weather, and the amount of rain that they can continue to get is slowing down that bean harvest, which also then slows down their second crop or safrinha crop corn planting. So that is the biggest issue that they are dealing with right now, is that they are way behind on their harvest. Typically at this time they're about 15 to 20% complete. As of right now, they're only about 4 or 5% complete, so way behind right now.
So I see action in Argentina has been mixed, and really the central and south being the drier areas, right?
Yes, that is actually correct. And that's, like I said, we have started to see a little bit of rain come through, or seen enough rain to kind of take some of that, some of those real big concerns about damage and lost production out of the conversation. They did dry out over the weekend, but there is enough rain coming that will continue to kind of push that production idea along.
What are some of the other headlines we've seen of late here on the South American front?
Well, as we look at Brazil, it's been noticeable that, obviously here in the U.S., we've continued to make soybean sales when typically this would be the time where we would shift to Brazil. Well, if you look at what they've done over the last couple of months, in December, they sold about 250 to 300,000 tons of soybeans. In January, they only sold about 30 to 50,000 tons, which is extremely low for them. And part of that is that they're running low on old crops stocks to ship or to sell, and they're so far behind in their early harvest that they aren't booking those early sales like they normally would. The end of February, beginning of March is when things really start to kick up for them, so we would expect as we move into the spring, that'll be something to watch. So we do think that's going to be a big deal. And then as you start to look down further to the south into Argentina, they have they've been dealing with this recession for years now. I think we're up to 2.5-3 years now. And the big thing to notice on that is that they're starting to talk another agricultural tax on exports, which could push people away from them, or customers away from buying from them, and shift that focus to maybe some U.S. Tonnage.
Anything else you want to add this week, Greg?
Well, I think the big thing to watch here, specifically today, with that WASDE report that we mentioned right at the top, is looking at production. Right now, our estimation ahead of the report is that we are going to see minor decreases in both Argentina and Brazil as far as their overall production. No failure by any means, but that those numbers do continue to come down. We are still looking at a record crop for Brazil, but I think the big thing to watch is if it stays rainy like it has been, that could be something to watch on the March or even April reports, that we see those production numbers even fall even further.
How can our farmer listeners stay up to date with you folks at Allendale?
They can call us at 800-262-7538.